Montgomery County State Senator Daylon Leach is resisting calls to resign in the wake of accusations of sexual misconduct. He says he wants to work with Pennsylvania Senate leaders to address the allegations. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that lawmakers in Harrisburg aren't sure just what that means.
A story in the Philadelphia Inquirer says several women reported offensive comments or unwelcome touching by Leach over the past several years. Under the Senate policy on workplace harassment, employees file complaints that are investigated by the Senate secretary and chief clerk. Employment lawyer Alice Ballard says that's not a great tool to vet the Leach charges because, for one thing, it applies to state employees.
The kinds of people who are talking about Senator Leach are not employees. They're people who've worked on his campaigns, volunteers, that sort of thing. So I don't think the Senate policy would apply.
Ballard says campaign volunteers have no legal recourse unless there's a sexual assault that would merit a criminal complaint. So what happens to the Leach allegations? It's not clear. The Ethics Committee could investigate if it gets a complaint and recommend sanctions to the Senate. Duquesne law professor Bruce Ledowitz says the state constitution permits a two-thirds vote to expel a senator for certain offenses, including, quote, disorderly behavior in its presence.
Disorderly behavior in its presence could, in fact, be interpreted to include the treatment of staff.
While Governor Tom Wolf has called for Leach's resignation, few lawmakers have. One exception is Delaware County State Representative Leanne Kruger-Branicki.
This problem is not new. It goes back a long time, and there is a pervasive culture in Harrisburg that has covered these things up. It is part of the good old boys network that we face right now.
Kruger-Branicki has introduced a bill to overhaul the legislature's sexual harassment policies. Tuesday afternoon, the Senate Democratic Caucus updated its policy to provide more protection for future victims and ban taxpayer payouts for misconduct. But that won't answer the question of how the Senate will deal with the accusations against Leach. Dave Davies, WHYY News.